This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Westwood One Sports presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going
to
say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so staggeringly awesome and unapologetically original, you won't know what hit you.
Do you ever just get down on your knees and thank God that you know me and have access to my dementia?
Featuring the man himself, Nick Kostos.
For anyone else, he's exaggerating. He's prisoner of the moment. First off, shut up. This is the National Football League. This is not the Big 12. This is not Pop Warner. An absolute disgrace. An atrocity. An affront. One of the most disgraceful performances that I have ever seen in 35 years watching National Football League football.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Phenomenal Football Friday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports as we bring you the fastest show in all sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this phenomenal Football Friday, heading into Wild Card Weekend in the National Football League, heading into Indiana and Oregon tonight in the Peach Bowl. The world of sports is alive, and we are going to get to all of it, including why Washington quarterback, not Washington Commanders quarterback, Washington Huskies quarterback, Damond Williams, is the modern-day George Costanza, and why everyone out there listening and watching, I think maybe not everybody, but a lot of people, as it concerns this particular story, everybody's got to chill out a little bit here. Just as Aaron Rodgers famously said, R-E-L-A-X, everybody take a chill pill. We'll talk about Damond Williams, why he's the modern-day Costanza, and I will tell you, dear listener, and you, dear viewer, let's just chill as it regards this story. I will also give you, dear listener, and you, dear viewer, my finalized bets for Super Wild Card Weekend. They still call it that? Super Wild Card Weekend with the expanded NFL postseason. I have no idea. I like it. Super Wild Card Weekend. Side and total bets for all five games coming up this weekend. We will save the Texans and Steelers in-depth analysis for Monday show. That's the Monday night game. I like the Steelers a lot. Talked about it earlier in the week. Plus 3.5. It's 3 now. Still like it. So there you go. That'll be the bet for Monday night. But the analysis of that game will come up on Monday. The finalized betting card from yours truly for all the games this weekend in the final hour of today's show. And how about this? If we're going to view things as we do here on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos, as we do on Westwood One Sports, if we view everything through the prism of sports, not since Jeremy Lin hit the scene in New York City in 2012 for Lin Sanity, has there been a debut quite like Kenny Henderson yesterday in Kenny's Corner. Our excellent engineer here on You Better You Bet. I got notes from listeners, Instagram messages from listeners who loved Kenny Henderson and loved Kenny's Corner. Some are calling it Ken Sanity. Those people are stupid. It's a terrible word to describe it. Kenny's Corner is coming up later this hour on this phenomenal Football Friday. And on this phenomenal Football Friday, I just got a yes. So our friend John Jastrzemski just texted me to confirm the time of his interview. Yes, three tremendous guests on the show today. Our buddy John Jastrzemski from The Ringer. I love JJ. JJ, hashtag one of us. JJ loves betting on games. JJ, lifelong fan of the Miami Dolphins. We'll talk with JJ about the Dolphins firing Mike McDaniel. What's going to happen with John Harbaugh? And who he's betting tonight with Indiana and Oregon. He had the Hurricanes last night. Good for him. I had Ole Miss. We'll get to that game coming up in a moment. So JJ will join us for all the bets for this weekend, and he'll talk Dolphins at 10 a.m. Eastern. At 10:35 a.m. Eastern time next hour, former NFL general manager Tom Telesco, who's now a host on Sirius XM NFL Radio, where I started my post-college career. Tom Telesco will join us on the show to talk Super Wild Card Weekend, and also the comings and goings on the coaching carousel and the GM carousel in the world of the National Football League. And I'm going to ask Tom Telesco, who's been the GM of two teams and has interviewed coaches to hire them, What is that like? I'm fascinated by that answer. I'm guessing that you, our listeners and viewers, will be as well. And in the final hour of the show, he's back. Pro Sports Better, our friend, Rob Pizzola, with all of Rob's bets for Super Wild Card Weekend in the National Football League. I spent some time this morning on BetMGM looking at the NBA card for tonight, and I got to tell you, 2-0 last night for me, betting hoops. We'll forget about the loss in football. We'll get to that in a second. 2-0 in hoops last night with the Cavaliers and Northwestern against Michigan State. I love the NBA card tonight. Like, ton of games on a Friday night. I will give you all my NBA bets to wrap up the show in the final hour, in the Power Hour. The phone number, 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. And as a reminder, this is the last day, today, Friday, January 9th, that you, the listener, you, the viewer, can watch the show on youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Starting Monday, the sole home on YouTube of this show will be youtube.com/@TheKostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. So I would suggest migrating over there sooner rather than later. Subscribe to the page, like and comment, helps the algorithm, helps me. I'm going to interact with you in the show chat, youtube.com/@TheKostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. But we officially begin the phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet with the Fiesta Bowl. And this piece of sound, Kenny Henderson, from back in the day in WWE.
Stand back. There's a hurricane coming through.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I love professional wrestling, and I couldn't help myself this morning thinking about the Miami Hurricanes and Shane Helms coming into my head. Stand back, everybody. There's a hurricane coming through. As last night, in the Fiesta Bowl, the University of Miami exorcising the demons of Fiesta Bowl past, 2003, to be exact, losing the national championship game to Craig Krenzel, Maurice Claret, Jim Tressel, the vest, and Ohio State, exercising those demons by defeating Ole Miss in an absolute thriller, 31-27, on a late rush, and I'm talking late, 18 seconds to play, on a late rushing touchdown from Carson Beck, as Miami advances to the national championship game. What a sentence. Miami, left for dead after losing earlier in the year to Louisville and to SMU. Miami advances to the national championship game next Monday night in their own stadium. Absolutely unreal. Now I'm going to break down the game and tell you about storylines that I loved coming out of it, but I need to say this. Just for all my fellow sports bettors out there, I have a big-time bettors lament, which means I'm going to bitch and moan and I'm going to complain right now, just for a couple seconds. You know, it's football, right? Yeah, so you can see these. Sometimes you can just see it coming, man, where you know your bet's coming down to a two-point conversion being made or missed. And this is kind of the beauty and kind of the insanity of betting on sports, right? Ole Miss takes the lead on the late touchdown, and anyone that bet Ole Miss is rooting for the two-point conversion to not be converted, right? You don't want Ole Miss to go up to take a three-point lead, because then Miami needs to score, right? Score a touchdown to win the game, and then maybe the game goes to overtime. But if Ole Miss doesn't get the two-point conversion, and they're up by one, Miami can win with the field goal. Miami wins by two, and I win my bet on Ole Miss plus 3.5. Alas, not meant to be. A loser for yours truly on Ole Miss. Hashtag, what can you do? Now, as sports fans, we all need to take a second and be thankful and be grateful, because we have been truly blessed in the last 7 days with primetime football games. Ole Miss, Georgia. Remember that game? Ridiculous. We're going to give Ole Miss their flowers in a little bit here. The Steelers and the Ravens on Sunday night that got John Harbaugh fired and sent the Steelers to the playoffs as the AFC North champion. And then last night, Ole Miss and Miami. This game last night was an absolute thriller. Breathtaking. The fourth quarter with four lead changes. This felt like Marvin Hagler and Hitman Hearns trading body blows. Just heavyweights, middle, whatever, in the ring, absolutely slugging it out, where you're like, oh my God, who's got this guy, now it's Miami, now it's Ole Miss, who's got the advantage here? We got a doink, and I'm not talking clown. We got dumb penalties. We even had a Hail Mary at the end that could have decided the game, where some people think it was DPI, some people think it was OPI, I happen to think it was just interference in general. You can't throw a flag in that spot. I understand the no call from the officials. This game had it all, and I absolutely loved it. So Miami wins 31-27. And if you didn't watch the game last night, shame on you. How can you say you're a sports fan if you didn't watch this game? But if you didn't, and you look this morning, and you look at the box score, and you see final score, 31-27, and you hear me, Nick Costos, You Better You Bet, Westwood One Sports, Phenomenal Football Friday, presented by BetMGM. You hear me talk about it. You hear what I just said. Four lead changes in the fourth quarter. A Hail Mary on the game's final play that could have potentially decided it. You might think that this was a close game. And technically, it was. Ole Miss could have won on the final play of the game. But we can call a spade, and we can be honest here on You Better You Bet. And I bet Ole Miss. I bet Ole Miss in the game. Miami should have won this game by 20. Like, Miami was the far superior team. Miami in this game dropped about 75 interceptions and 84 pick sixes. And I know that doesn't make mathematical sense. But if you watch the game, you know that what I'm saying is absolutely accurate. Miami was way better than Ole Miss in this game. Ole Miss had a couple splash plays, the Lacy 73-yard touchdown run in the first half. Miami had brain-dead penalties, 10 penalties for 74 yards, and really almost gifted this one to Ole Miss. And if Miami had lost this game, and they didn't, right? They did not lose. But if Miami had lost this game, I don't think it would be as bad for Hurricanes fans and Hurricanes alums as the 0-3 national title game. I'm not going to insinuate that. It would not be as bad as that. But it would be up there. Because, like, Ole Miss loses, and it sucks for Ole Miss, and it sucks for the players, and it sucks for the coaches, and it sucks for the students, and it sucks for the alums, and it sucks for the fans. I think if you're Ole Miss, you know that Miami was the better team. Like, deep down in your... And I bet Ole Miss. Deep down, you know it. If Miami lost last night, with the way the game went, and lose an opportunity to play for the national championship in their home stadium, I don't know how you recover from that. That's how much better I felt like as an Ole Miss better Miami was in the game last night. And look, we said this over the last couple days. I'm handicapping the game. I'm giving you my bet on Ole Miss plus the points. When you give a quarterback like Trinidad Chambliss, and we're going to talk a lot about Trinidad Chambliss coming up later in this hour, you give him that many bites at the apple like Miami did, he's going to eat that son of a bitch. And you're going to be in big trouble. Now, there's an acronym that I'm not going to spell out because I like my job. F-A-F-O. I think most people know what that means. If not, you can look it up and don't get mad at me. It's not that terrible, but there is a curse word in there. Miami very nearly F-A-F-O'd last night as it concerns this game with Ole Miss. But Miami saved at the end by Carson Beck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop.
Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And I think, and I'm curious if you, the listener, you, the viewer, you agree. Maybe you disagree. Let me know in the YouTube chat. YouTube.com/@thecostos. We're also on the BetMGM Network YouTube page, 310-840-4910. My favorite storyline around this game, by far, and it really hit me in the waning moments, like even before triple zeros on the clock and the game is final, centers around Carson Beck and Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. I'm 42 years old. And even if you're not as old, if you're older than me, you'll certainly get this. You don't even have to be as old as me. Not that I'm old, but you don't have to be in your 40s to understand this if you're a big sports fan, right? Because you know your history. You follow college football. You love this stuff, right? When I was growing up, Miami was the cool bad guy. The cool heel. Like in pro wrestling, the heel that you root for. The anti-hero. The bad boys. Think back, and it is a rough characterization looking back at it in context, but think about the way that the Miami-Notre Dame legendary game in the late 80s was referred to. Catholics versus convicts. Like, think about that. Like, this is how Miami, right, wrong, or indifferent, and wrong is probably the answer there, right? Not fair. But look, that's a product of the time. Catholics versus convicts. And think about, and I mean this sincerely what I'm going to say, because this sounds like I'm leading this into a joke, but I'm not. Like, Michael Irvin and Ray Lewis are on the sideline. They are very prevalent. They are very visible for the Miami program. And this is not to bring like real life legal stuff. That's not what this is. But just that those two guys from Miami kind of embodied this kind of like bad boy thing, right? They were the cool villains. They were the bad guys who thumped their chest and celebrated in your face. And part of you didn't like it, but part of you thought that they were ridiculously cool. And I think we all have experienced that in life, whether it's in wrestling, whether it's in sports, whether it's in your personal life. That's what Miami was when I was a kid and I was growing up. And now, today, in 2026, Miami has somehow transformed into the lovable underdog. They're the baby faces now. How the hell did this happen? Like, think about that. What a transformation this is. Where Miami is the team that you would put on the pedestal as the bad boys of college football, the cool villains. And now they are absolutely the lovable underdog in the world of college football. Left for dead after the losses to Louisville and SMU, and then did everything right from there to get to the playoff. Blow out Syracuse, blow out NC State, blow out Virginia Tech, blow out Pitt. They didn't slip up. They didn't win a game by 3 points. They did what they needed to do. They did it the right way. They didn't showboat. And they got to the college football playoff. Amazing defensive effort in College Station against A&M. Win that game 10-3. Upset Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl and get a measure of revenge for the 0-3 Fiesta Bowl. And now last night, beat Ole Miss to advance to the national championship game. Unbelievable. And Mario Cristobal at the center of this. And do I think Mario Cristobal's a great in-game coach? No. And I don't know how anyone can say that, but it almost doesn't matter at this point because he's got Miami playing for a national championship. So I may be talking out of both sides of my mouth there, but I think both things can be true. You can both give him a ton of credit and acknowledge that he's not a great in-game coach. But bottom line, you'll take the in-game foibles for a chance to play for the national championship in your home stadium. And he is a babyface, to use wrestling parlance, where after the game, first thing he says, and this doesn't have to be, I'm not stumping for religion here, glory to the man upstairs. He sounds like Hulk Hogan in the 80s. Say your prayers and take your vitamins. How can you not like, you don't have to like Miami, how can you not respect Mario Cristobal? And then there's Carson Beck. And this is the one that really struck me. Last year at Georgia, I found, and maybe you disagree, I found Carson Beck to not be particularly likable. I don't know him personally. I don't dislike him personally at all. But just saying, did anyone really like Carson Beck? He's the social media quarterback, the Lamborghini, the influencer girlfriend, which you can have all of that, but you better perform when it matters. And he didn't. And I know that he's won a million games, but let's be real with how it went to Georgia. Losing to Bama, gets hurt in the SEC championship game. Gunnar Stockton's got to come in. And the pregame feature that ESPN ran with Carson Beck prior to the game last night, where he's talking about he's in such a dark place following the injury and the way that the season ended for him and the way the season ended for Georgia, and he leaves to go play at the University of Miami. Carson Beck wins this game last night with the rushing touchdown, and he is on one knee. He can't even bear to watch the Hail Mary at the end because he's so overcome with emotion. And he says, and we'll play the sound for you in a little bit, that this is the greatest moment of his life with a tear in his eye. This is the most surprising babyface turn since Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania 13 passing out in the sharpshooter to Bret the Hitman Hart. It's unbelievable. The Miami Hurricanes are babyfaces. The lovable underdog. And it is awesome for college football. Tremendous for college football. And what a game it was last night, heading into the football weekend. We'll take a quick break, but we are just getting started here on this phenomenal Football Friday. On the other side, we'll talk about Ole Miss. We'll give Ole Miss their flowers. I'm going to tell you my opinion on Trinidad Chambliss and what he should do now that Ole Miss's season is over. And should the college football playoff expand, what the hell do you think? You better you bet. Nick Costos, Westwood One Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.